The Tampa Port Authority has plans to build a new parking garage next to the current structure in the Channelside District of Tampa. But several members of the Tampa City Council tried to persuade the authority today to allow for retail shops to be located on the first floor of the structure to create a more vibrant area directly across the street from a current row of shops. Charlie Clues with the Tampa Port Authority, which he says is now the seventh largest cruise port in the country.
The proposed structure is on a lot that's about 100 feet in width, about 500 feet in length, and it's going to connect to the existing garage. We propose to put in about 700 to 800 parking spaces. We think, you know, that part of the reason why we're building this garage is because of the request from the tenants and the shops at Channelside for additional parking. And also, I said, it'll help assist in valet parking and possibly with some staging of our trucks and buses during cruise days.
Councilman John Dingfelder said he was aware that some businesses in Channelside have struggled over the years, but said it would be an ideal revenue enhancer for the port to allow for shops to be built on the first floor of the garage instead of dedicating that to parking.
Is there any way that perhaps on this temporary basis you could put your buses and trucks on the first floor, but in the long term have the ability to convert that first floor space over to shops and restaurants and what have you in the retail?
The proposed width of the sidewalk outside the garage is designed to be 5 feet long. Councilwoman Linda Salcena said the sidewalk should be at least three times that length, with shade and a place for benches, carts, and maybe a cafe. The port's Charlie Clue was noncommittal on such a request.
So you take away 15 feet, it's going to diminish the parking area, and actually may not be feasible. However, we could look at the first floor perhaps being an overhang. We want to try to avoid maybe a canyon effect, you know, having that overhang, but we would like to take that into consideration, and we're also cognizant of the, you know, vegetation and the shade, like you said. The top floor, we're also interested in putting, you know, some type of landscaping, which is probably, you know, typically see on top of a garage, to make that attractive to the neighbors as well.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said it would seem to be in the best interest of the port in the future to create a more walkable retail presence in Channelside.
We're going to have more people in Channelside. It just makes sense to make it a more attractive piece. And as Mr. Dingfelder said, this is just, it's Prime Boulevard. And I love that you call, is it called Boulevard, Channelside Boulevard?
Channelside Drive.
It should, maybe we should rename it Boulevard to give that sense of this is it.
Council member Charlie Miranda appeared to strongly endorse the parking garage, saying other parts of town would relish to have such a structure.
I think it's a viable thing to have parking. You cannot, if you look at another area of town, and I don't want to call it by name, just south of Kennedy and Howard, we have a problem there. And the problem is we don't have this. If we had something like this, you won't have all that parking in the neighborhood.